This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
That's right.
She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't
sit. Globalist, bunch of multinational anti-free market corporations were so arrogant they set up world government, corporate government. They tried to get us to transfer all our sovereignty to it. And then they said, we're environmentalists. We don't want anybody to have prosperity but us. We want you to be poor. And that went over like a lead balloon, didn't it? And now all over the world, from Australia to the UK, from Italy to Brazil, to the United States, nationalist governments are getting elected, and the globalist, Biden, was just in Davos yesterday and said, our democratic world government's collapsing. It's not democratic, dumbass. We don't want it, and we're sick of you, and now we're Russian agents. First, it was racist. Say, Anthony Cumia, one of the top talk show hosts in the country, also fired off SiriusXM for just calling cop attackers, animals. Well, I mean, that I don't care if they're black or white. I mean, they're just animals randomly attacking. Well, the knockout game. I mean, you know, the KKK drags some black guy to death. They're animals. I mean, it's just that's animalistic behavior. Got fired from his top rated show. So I'm so glad he's got his big in the last year hit network himself with Gavin McGinnis and so many others, CompoundMedia.com. And he's such a good sport. He's happy for us. Because everything gets behind here with the traffic in D.C. to have Roger Stone on in about 20, 30 minutes. We're going to ride shotgun with Anthony here today, but I'm going to try to be a good guy and not be too OCD about dominating everything. But it's not an arrogance when I dominate. I'm like a little kid possessed with his hand up. Because Cumia especially will say something I agree with. I'm like, yeah, it's true. It's like, it's absolutely right. Let me back that up until he can't even talk. But Anthony, just epic things happening. But now they're all the news going, what if a nuke goes off? What about drones? Obama will appoint the new leadership. I'm really worried these Democrats aren't showing up because maybe they know something's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying they look really suspicious. So hopefully whatever they're planning, they decide to not do it. Because after all, they said kill him, impeach him. I mean, this is a frothing group of butthurt losers. What, you're a smart guy. What do your guts tell you? You know, what do your spidey senses tell you as a Homeland Security helicopter flies by?
Alex, first, how you doing? Always a pleasure to join you down there in Washington, huh? That's it's a ballsy move. I got to give it to you because I don't know what's going on. I've had so many friends that have said Obama's not giving up the reins, not giving up the reins. We're less than 24 hours away from Trump being inaugurated as the new president of these United States. And still, You can't get it out of your head that something's amiss, something's up. And CNN actually saying assassinating Trump could keep Obama administration in power. What type of inciting is that? Could you imagine if a Republican had said something like that when Obama was ready to take the reins, that perhaps killing him might we might be able to continue having
that
the administration
person's
we
career,
had before.
That person's career would be over. But instead, no, they just get rewarded. I mean, look, at Brian Williams is back on TV telling us about fake news.
It's astounding to me that they were able to, that they're still on the air. You brought up a great point just before about the newspapers and how archaic it looks when you pass by a newsstand. It's like seeing a Pony Express rider. Out front. It's archaic. It's done. They just don't know to go to the elephant graveyard and lay down yet. This past campaign showed everybody, some people that have been in the business and been in media kind of knew that the jig was up. This had been we had been bamboozled by the media for years and years. But this past campaign that we saw, they couldn't get it out enough to people that they are liars. They are in collusion with people that serve their agenda, and we watched it happen. So the fact that they're still on the air thinking they have any credibility, I'm amazed by it. But people
they're delusional. Anthony Cumia, stay there as I'm buzzed by Homeland Security helicopters, protecting us from the Soros terrorists. I'm going to come back, and I interrupt you. You want to get back to the COG, CNN salivating. What if Trump's killed? That's the way to fix it. We'll talk about that.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is something on my list. I meant to do it months ago. When I get back, I'm cutting liners. I'm writing them for a voiceover guy. For Anthony Cumia, for the other guest host that hosts the show, like Paul Watson and others. So it's like, and now Alex Jones, but here's Anthony Cumia. But hey, you know what? So many times, Trailblazers, Mavericks, all of us in the Liberty Movement, we're busy just launching the show before we ever even get around to dolling it up and packaging it properly. And people know that. I mean, we're just in a fight here. But it's good to win. You know, my whole life I've experienced that when I fight back, I tend to win. If I lay down, I always lose. I mean, it was Vince Lombardi that said that, I'm probably going to butcher it, but winners never quit and quitters never win, or is that backwards? Quitters never win and winners never lose. I mean, how do you say it? Let's pull up the Vince Lombardi quote. Winners never quit and quitters never win. No, it's, that's right. But, I mean, it's totally true. And, again, the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, they've gone from calling us racist to homophobes, and now we're Russian agents. Now Maxine Waters literally said this week, we played the clip like five times. Maybe we can cue that up next. and says, we need to impeach him because Putin tells him dirt, crooked Hillary. That's where that came from. No one believes that. We all know Hillary's crooked. I mean, Anthony, did you know that when you come up with a clever point, or I do, that came directly from Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I got a direct line, like the hotline in my house whenever I need to come up with some dirt on somebody. If anyone needed dirt to come up with dirt for Hillary Clinton and needed to go to an outside source, you've been blind for decades. They are the most corrupt, crooked people that have ever had that level of power in this country. Just the fact, this should prove to everybody, the fact that the Clinton Global Initiative was shut down because she has nothing left to sell. She didn't win the election. Do you think if she was elected president that the Clinton Global Initiative would have shut down, or would more money have been pouring in from foreign entities that wanted access to the United States government? That's exactly what the CGI
was doing.
And
by the way, I heard you a month ago when you were doing the show here on the broadcast. You said, watch this. Now that she has nothing to sell, watch how fast that thing implodes and the money stops rolling in. And that's an angle I hadn't really thought about. You're absolutely right. I mean, the party is over.
It happens so quickly, too. Like, they don't even wait till the new president's inaugurated to shut this thing down, because it must have just been oozing money without any more coming in, because, again, she's got nothing to sell.
And they announced the shutdown last week. Do you see that as kind of a capitulation, that they may not try to steal it now that they finally gave up?
I don't put anything past them. The entire term of Donald Trump, they are going to try whatever they can to get him out of office, to bring his credibility down. Whatever accomplishments he makes, they will label it as racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever it is. We've seen this happen. How many of these politicians, Democratic politicians, aren't showing up at the inauguration?
Yeah, it was 50 this morning, then 60. Now it's 70-something.
70-something. These are people that when they're campaigning, they say, we're for everybody. We're all inclusive. We're not Democrats and Republicans. We're Americans. And meanwhile, they are
cutting
out.
When they go low, we go high.
Right. And now, like children, they're not showing up at someone's party because they don't agree with what they said in class.
And they're setting a precedent that's never been done. Now, let's go back, because I interrupted you at the start of the first segment. We're co-hosting here, and I apologize for interrupting. Anthony Cumia, CompoundMedia.com, is gracious enough to co-host with us. Anthony, you were getting into the whole COG, the death threats, CNN salivating, other papers salivating, truck bombs, nukes, drones, don't go, run for the hills. I mean, it's bare minimum a bomb threat. Bare minimum, they're trying to scare people away.
Yeah, absolutely. Bare minimum, they're trying to scare people away. Another thing, I don't understand how CNN gets away with inciting people. This sounds like with they know the desperation in some of these people to not have Trump be president. They
sure,
know
they hype this desperation. They hype this hysteria,
yes,
that Hitler has taken over.
Right. And then to say, hey, and by the way, if he's killed, we don't even have to deal with Pence or anybody. It goes back to one of Obama's people. How is that not criminal at this point?
I agree. Just by the way, if he was dead, we're still in charge. Who's going to rid me of this problem?
Yeah, that's it. Just put the word out to the multitude of lunatics that we've seen protesting and demonstrating, and the celebrities that we've seen trying to get everything from the initial campaign.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I'll go back to that in a minute. I've had really creepy people come up to me just at restaurants on the street who look completely whacked out, going, you're really happy, aren't you? You think you're winning? Well, watch what happens. And I'm like, whoa, dude. You know, these people look, I'm sorry, but why are they so butthurt? And they get back to the celebrities.
Yeah, the celebrities, they tried to stop Trump right from the beginning. And then after he's elected, they try to go to the electors. And then after the electors, they try to go to one. Like, I honestly believe someone's going to rush and try to pull the Bible out from under his hand during the swearing in. It's gotten that bad, and they won't stop. That's what it is. They are so psychotic.
They don't understand that this is our president. This is the way our country works. And you have to accept it. They are incapable of accepting this.
And by the way, you brought this up. It should be illegal, you know, to be doing what they're doing. What about Soros openly funding all these groups that say, quote, they're going to shut it down and block the White House and keep the inauguration from happening? That's not free speech. I'm a big free speech advocate, as you are. That's calling to shut down all of our free speech and our right to go to the inauguration.
Absolutely. Of course, we're free speech advocates. I mean, we've paid a price for free speech here. But they don't understand that there is inciting. There are certain, you can't just say anything without consequence. And that should be criminal. People that assume that the right and Republicans and everything are so racist and terrible. Obama went through 8 years without a serious threat to his life. There have been the nutcases that ran into the White House and over the fence and whatnot, but no one took a pot shot at him or anything. I am in fear for Donald Trump because this left, these are people that are out of their minds that cannot accept losing. They don't understand.
I totally agree with you. And if the media keeps hyping this, I mean, I'd give it 100% chance the next 4 years there's going to be a major assassination attempt. We already saw at least two. Once where the guy got arrested with the gun in Nevada trying to shoot Trump, who came here from England. I mean, you know, it's going to be on their hands if they kill Trump. And listen, we're not like the left. We're not going to go out and burn cities. We're going to politically but also criminally come after the people that are responsible for it. So I'm just warning the left. They keep wanting to start a fight with a sleeping giant. I mean, don't they know that it's libertarians and right-wingers and patriots that do the hanging? I mean, do they think they're playing games with the average trendy here? I mean, we don't want to crush them. But if they really try to have a war with us, it's illegitimate. We're going to kick their ass up and down the street.
Absolutely. I don't think they understand that. They're some of the least educated people I've ever seen. They believe they're educated because they go to these indoctrination centers that are colleges. But they know nothing of the system, the way it works, the way it's supposed to work. They know nothing of the Constitution and our rights as American citizens. So when they lose, they're so used to not losing, growing up getting participation trophies and all that, that they strike out like children. And
that's a good point. Maybe Trump should give Hillary and the Democrats at the inauguration a participation trophy.
They don't understand what it's like to lose and gracefully. We win and lose through life. That's how it goes. And you have to, you could be pissed as all hell, very angry, but you have to show some grace, especially at that level. And what we're seeing in these Democratic politicians that aren't going to show up at the inauguration is just more divisiveness. They say that the country's so divided and they've blamed it for years on the right and the Republicans and their racism. And meanwhile, they're showing a complete lack of interest to get everyone back together.
I totally agree with you. I want to take some calls. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time here with you today. But after we take some of these calls from Charles and Cisco and Jimmy and Jim and Mark and others that we're about to go to, so get ready, callers. And as soon as Roger Stone is on the show, I want to ask you, what else are you looking at? What else are you concerned about? Because, I can laugh at the leftists and how weird they are, but it also makes me feel sad for my country that this many people are truly people I've known that are liberal, that I've been friends with. I tolerated them. They tolerated me. They just said, look, I'm not your friend anymore. They are. And it's the same thing with my wife. They are so upset about all this. What do you say to them? I mean, how do you get through to them? Because it's like they're in a cult. And anybody who's ever had family or friends that got into a cult, and I've actually known folks that have been in a cult, you just, like, they're gone. You can't get through to them. I mean, what do we do?
It's gotten worse over the course of the campaign and the election, and now it's built up ahead of steam. Because these, I know exactly what you're talking about. I deal with them on Facebook and other social media every day, and they can't grasp it. And there's no explaining it to them. I was very proud today watching Trump and his family get off of Air Force Two, and you felt like a new era was coming to America.
We're going to skip this break, guys. So are they going to risk it? Let's break it. Continue. Continue, Anthony.
They just don't understand that, and you can't show them and say, look, give this a chance. It looks like it's going to be pretty good for the country. They are so alien from losing that they can't deal with it.
And let's talk about that. Okay, he's been president-elect for roughly 7 weeks. Trillion, 200-plus million is poured into the stock market. Chrysler, Ford are announcing a whole bunch of other factories. The Alibaba is announcing a million jobs. 50 billion in Japanese funding. Add all the new steel mills together, it's another 100 billion. We're right. Talking about almost $1.5 trillion, and almost a half trillion of it's real jobs, real money, not just stock market money. This is unprecedented. In fact, I'm kind of scared it's so exuberant. People are so sick of hearing how business is over, we're a joke, Chinese century, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is crazy. They're even trying to raise interest rates to stifle what Trump's doing. Right. And it's not working. So it's almost like he's got the Midas touch. I mean, this is biblical. I'm flipping out here.
This is before he's even president. That's really the kicker here is I've never seen a president work this hard.
Well, that's what I mean. You said it looks good. That's what I mean. I mean, people don't know this, but Trump's making, I like to feel special, but Trump's making hundreds of phone calls a day to business, academia, industry, saying, bet on America, believe on America, I'm going to cut the taxes, it's going to work. We've done it before. No one's ever done this. The guy works till, I know people that get calls from Trump at 1 a.m. about business. Business people have called me that have major companies. And I mean, I personally, how the hell does a guy have time to call me routinely? And he's actually following the show. I don't want to make the media have a heyday here, but he listens late at night in between phone calls. That is an incredible person right there. I mean, I don't want to sit there and bow down to him, but this is almost like too good to be true.
We have never seen a president like this because we have never seen a president that hasn't been a politician. This guy enjoys work. He's built a name brand and an empire because of his work ethic.
That's it. In fact, I've been told people that really know him well, he relishes sitting down with 100 names in front of him and literally licks his lips while he makes the phone calls. I mean, that's like Superman.
Isn't this the kind of, we've spoken for years with friends and relatives about, boy, how come we can't get a president who's a successful guy? Why do they always have to come from these group of people that are lifetime politicians that work their way up by doing favors and payouts and cronyism?
Exactly. And by the way,
we got him.
He's got, like, the Ivy League degrees, but he admittedly disdains them because he says they never really work. They just live off family money. He's going back 40 years. I've done my research. He's a guy that loves to go barbecue with a construction crew and cook steaks and you know, stay up, you know, at night, you know, after they work. He's just a regular guy, and that's what they're so scared of, a regular guy who loves energy and loves to win.
He respects the working man is what it is. The working man is put him where he is. He understands delegating responsibility to get these amazing structures built. I never saw him swing a hammer. I've never seen Donald Trump swing a hammer, but he knows how to put people in charge that build these amazing architectural wonders.
And he always builds them under budget, ahead of schedule.
And ahead of schedule. And we clamored for years. Why can't we get a guy like this? Well, here he is. You got him. And there's an element in this country that just does not want to see him succeed, doesn't even want to see him try to succeed.
I agree. I want to go to calls. Let me ask you this. What about the arrogance that Obama is Newsweek and Time teaching him the survival guide and trying to help him not crash things? And, oh, Trump's not qualified, but Obama, a social worker, community organizer, like Al Sharpton, I mean, a literal nobody, given his degrees by the CIA, and I've had former high-level CIA on. I mean, Obama's literally given his degrees. He's a total cutout, a pothead. I'm not against people that smoke pot, but we've got a pothead guy given all these CIA commander positions, and then he's just given the presidency. He couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag, and then the media says he's qualified, but Trump isn't.
Oh, he's the guy. Well, he's already, you know, he's Jesus and Elvis and everything wrapped into one. So, of course, he's needed to help Trump. Hey, here's your gold watch. Go take a hike. You're done. Trump's coming in. Obama, actually, this just came in on my phone. It was last act. Obama cut short sentences of another 330 drug offenders. Now, this sounds all nice when they say nonviolent drug offenders. That's what they were convicted of. These come from
plea
bargains.
He's just doing it as a feel-good stunt. He expands spying on the people while he brings in the jihadis, and then he lets, you know, mentally ill Chelsea Manning out. Fine. The whole point is just to make him look good. It's just a stunt.
This is, if you remember during Desert Storm, this is the same tactic the Iraqi army used of setting the oil fields on fire. He wants to leave...
that's what opening the borders up is exactly. It's scorched earth.
Scorched earth policy, exactly. He wants to leave disaster in his wake so that whoever comes in after him can't possibly do the amazing job he did.
And by the way, I've got to say this, Anthony. I am shocked. We're going to go to one call before break. I can't believe how open the scorched earth is. I can't believe Obama's getting away with this. I think that's a scandal in and of itself. I mean, he's openly trying to wreck this country. Why do you think Obama was given everything in this country and then he hates it so much? I mean, what is his problem?
I've read quite a few things about how influenced he was by his father, who was such an anti-colonialism and anti-democracy guy. And that influence, I believe, made Obama.
Well, sure. I mean, whether it's the fake Kenyan dad who was a communist economist and did do that, or Frank Marshall Davis, who was the head of the Communist Party in Hawaii, either way you slice it, you're right. Both of his dads, he said Frank Marshall Davis was like his adopted dad, probably the real one.
Right.
And there's the other. Both dads were communist scumbags.
Communist scumbags, and every other influence in his life had been these militant preachers and other people that have influenced him to hate the United States of America, hate the power and influence it had over the world, and try to bring that down. And when you have the press kissing your ass like that and not calling you out on what you're doing, you pretty much have free reign. But it's a new era. We aren't just puppets to the media anymore, sitting there hypnotized by mainstream media anymore. There's other places to go. InfoWars,
CompoundMedia.com.
People can get information.
Let's talk about that. Do you think their acceleration of arrogance accelerated the half-life on them and the fact that they went rotten so fast? I think MSM could have gone a few more years. They'd have been halfway fair with this election. I think they accelerated their demise and really shot their wad, blew their feet off.
They had no other choice. With the likes of Donald Trump gaining that head of steam he was during the campaign, they had to pull out the stops. They had to weigh it and say, okay, do we just try to still bamboozle the people and subtly hit him with things, or we got to pull out all the stops and absolutely show we're in collusion with the Democrats and the liberals and just, you know, hope for the best. And they pulled out all the stops. Trump still won, and their credibility is zero.
That's right. Zero. They Hail Mary.
When they talk about polls, I laugh now. I go, what? They're actually showing a poll? Are you crazy? No one believes them anymore.
Oh, I know they're like, Trump isn't popular in polls, and on the street he's totally popular. But, I mean, I wasn't allowed to talk about this. I was talking to major pollsters, not just some of the Trump people. They're like, yeah, no, Trump's going to say that the polls are fake because he's 20 points ahead in these polls and 15 in these. I'm like, yeah, I'm talking to pollsters. They said they just don't publish it. The Republican Party, Democratic Party, who traditionally bought the polls, there's always been problems. They got together and just agreed like a year before the election, we're going to work together to stop Trump. And it's the collusion. And then meanwhile, oh, he loses. People go, oh, wait, the polls said it's total crap. We're going to go to break with Anthony Cumia. I promise to come back and at least talk to Charles, Cisco, Jim, Mark, and a few others. And then we'll find out what's going on with Roger, who always shows up. We sent over for the interview. We don't know what's going on. The highways are shut down. It's surreal. There's like some beautiful choir singing so loud next door I can barely hear myself. They just stop. There's helicopters circling the obelisk. This is either the new world or the end of the world. We're going to cover it all. But I got to tell you, CompoundMedia.com, folks. People ask, Alex, why do you have other hosts on? Well, they have me on. I don't care. They're trying to shut down the media. 2 weeks ago, Obama signed a bill to start shutting down independent media and have the FCC be over the internet. So we come back, I'm going to ask Anthony Cumia about that. I got banned by the FCC even more than Howard Stern. I'm going from memory here, but Anthony, aren't you like one of the most banned people ever?
Yeah, companies have paid fines, and they're not very happy with me because I do speak my mind.
Sure, well, I mean, that's a badge of honor. And so now they're announcing FCC over the internet, everything. I'm ignoring them. They're not real. I'll do whatever I want. I mean, this is total horse manure.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Here's the deal. MSM are such incredible drama queens. I want to ask Anthony Cumia about this, who's co-hosting with me right now from CompoundMedia.com. This guy, John Lewis, this congressman comes out, who's just famously, you know, involved in all sorts of shenanigans. And he says, Donald Trump is illegitimate last Friday. He probably works for the Russians, and the election should be overturned. And I'm boycotting the election. Trump comes out and says, sir, your constituents live in really poor areas. I'd like to bring a factory there, which is just classic old-fashioned American politics. Hey, let's work together. Let's try to get some money, you know, to your constituents, not in payoffs, but in actual jobs. And he goes, I do not respond to racist. And then they had other reports where they had the new head of the DNC, or she's in the running on Fox News, and they're like, What about his plan for competition in drugs, estimated to drop him half in price? I don't respond to people that attack black leaders on Martin Luther King Day, like John Lewis. John Lewis attacks him on Friday. Martin Luther King Day is on Monday. What's it have to do with it? He's black. I mean, he attacks Trump. I saw an editorial cartoon that actually showed, like, Lewis throws mud at him, Trump throws mud back. The media goes, oh, poor Lewis. I mean, we're talking about the death of common sense here, Anthony. How in this world? That's part one. I'll give you time to answer this, but I'm ranting. Part two is, imagine if they passed a law that the right wing was going to shut down all the liberal media, and they openly got up on the news and said it. Whoever they listed would be cause celebs. It'd be, oh, this poor person's being banned, that poor person. Instead, they pass a law saying they're going to start banning independent media, and the dinosaur media goes, this is wonderful. I mean, these are such discredited people. And the good news is the population saw it. So can you comment on Lewis? Because, I mean, Anthony, here it is. You kick my ass, you're a big guy. But if I walked up and punched you in the nose and bloodied it, and then you hit me back, do I get to bitch and say, why did Anthony Cumia just punch me back?
I guess if you're a liberal, yeah, because that's business as usual for them. As far as Lewis goes, the reverence people have to give him, no matter how nasty he is to anybody else, the prefacing.
The icon.
It's like they're like, well, icon. First. Yeah, let me say first, he did such amazing work for civil rights over the... And then you have to talk about, but he said this, that, and the other thing. He is a guy that is another lifer that doesn't understand how the inner cities can be rescued by jobs and perhaps some traditional family values. He instantly calls that racist. Well, that's business as usual. And as long as they adhere to that, we're going to see more murders in Chicago, more poverty, and nothing.
Sure, let me ask you this then. I mean, of the swamp, who are the biggest swamp creatures? Because Hillary's kind of out of the swamp now. I mean, isn't it Nancy Pelosi? Isn't John Lewis one of the main swamp creatures?
Absolutely. Whenever he's, I've seen him more sitting on the
swamp
floor.
Man.
Protesting than doing anything. He looks exactly like Admiral Akbar from Star Wars.
Press the attack. Focus on fireball on that Star Destroyer.
It's a trap. And I haven't seen or heard him do anything. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the deal. I've had my head split open before by people. It's like in 1965, his head was split. Imagine if I walked around going, you can't argue with me. My head was split open.
That's their old way of just saying they can't argue with something, they don't want to discuss it or debate it, is to just call someone racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, whatever they want. And that's supposed to stop the argument. Well, that's done. That almost seems nostalgic now.
So what do you think happens to Admiral Akbar then?
What's that?
Admiral Akbar, what happens to him? People like him.
Oh, it's take the trash out. That's done. We're looking at a new thing. And they don't even know how to do it. Because Pelosi, they had that guy in Ohio that wanted to be a minority speaker. And they wouldn't even give him a chance. It's the same old garbage that they want to keep doing.
But isn't that good for us in the liberty movement now that we have a beachhead?
Yes.
that we're fake? I mean, because if he's the swamp man, then Nancy Pelosi literally looks like a cartoon insane bird. You know, with that little, and she sounds like a complete lunatic. I'm sure you heard she said the Democrats didn't do anything wrong in this last election. Did you hear that? They just did a great job.
Oh, yeah. Bang up job. Well, that sure says something. They blame everyone except their lousy candidate. The fact that they exposed blatantly that they were in collusion with the mass media. And she was packed with scandal. But it's the Russians and racists that voted for Trump. And, I don't think it was one group of 20,000 people that were traveling around to every arena around the country going to see Donald Trump. Yet the polls told us that nobody was interested in his garbage and Hillary was going to pull this off in a landslide. So, you know, they lie to us, and we're on to them now. That can't continue.
And I'm listening to you. They're just telling me we're getting ready with Roger Stone. I want to go to a few calls. Great points here, but just separately, briefly, that I've got to go to these calls.
Sure.
What do you make of them, just briefly, openly passing a law to put intelligence agencies, quote, over deciding what media we allow on air, and claiming the FCC suddenly has total control, and even the deputy head of the FCC says, this is horrible, this is a takeover?
Well, we've seen this happen before. The second the people actually get a little bit of power in their hands, and independent media that's separate from mainstream and doesn't have any favors to do for anybody else is dangerous, Alex. It's dangerous to them, and they understand this, and the only way to stop it is through horrid regulation, fees and taxes and other things that will put people out of business. That's how they deal with it. This is a threat to them. They don't like the fact that you're on here speaking the truth about things they want hidden. They don't like that. And, you know, at best, they'll regulate it. At worst, they'll do worse. You know this.
Absolutely. All right. We've got Anthony Cumia, normally hosts a couple times a month, does a great job. We're going to bring more and more hosts on here to the operation we've launched. Obviously, I plan to probably have radio and TV live 10 hours a day by the end of next year. With all these other great folks that are there. I don't care. I want to simulcast with people, promote their networks. We're all in this together, folks. This is a total fight for the Republic. I would love to be able to cut back to a weekend show and write a book once a year and spend time with my kids. I mean, doing, you know how it is, Anthony. You either, as a hardworking guy, you're either totally committed constantly like an insane person, 18 hours a day, or you're out of the game. My problem is I'm either out of the game or I'm in the game. And, you know, it's taking a toll. I'm not bitching. I mean, it's taking a toll. And I need, yeah. And I can't get out of the game. I'm obsessed. It's crazy. I eat, drink, and sleep this stuff. And I don't want to just get bigger and bigger. I want to get these people off my damn back, you know. And I know you're the same way, so that's why we're all working together.
You're never off, really. I mean, I'm constantly looking for stories, looking for I'm pawing over everything from the lying mainstream media down to a blogger and disseminating.
And don't you just get more
thing.
And more pissed, though, as you have to decipher their crap all day?
It's so obvious when you watch it that it's kind of a joke now, which is good because that exposes it to a lot more people. But when you see independent media and alternative media and whatnot, and how much you get out of that and how deep they go into a story, and then the surface glossing agenda driven crap that is on mainstream media, it exposes it that much more. And that's what we need.
Well, here's a quick example. Talk about sensational. Roger Stone is hit with polonium. He's really sick. And I guess right now he's probably sick. That's bizarre, by the way.
That is bizarre.
And then it turns out the British MI6 spy that was over Livinenko that got poisoned to death in England and was his handler, he's the guy that put out the PP Gate dossier. And I was already tying him to it before that even came out. How do you make that up, Anthony?
You don't. This is if there's a connection, it means something. And that's an amazing connection. And again, so dangerous. I mean, these people are playing for keeps. This is dangerous stuff. You think you're just, you know, you go on the air on a daily basis. You say some things, you expose something, and then, you know, your life is being threatened.
And I don't think they get this, Anthony. The real tough guys aren't looking for trouble and aren't starting fights, but we finish them. Don't they get that once they start this stuff, they open up a whole Pandora's box with people? Let me tell you, people start poisoning my friends. It doesn't intimidate me. It makes me start thinking. It makes me start opening up areas of my mind. If they think I've been dangerous politically, just wait. I mean, you get what I'm saying here.
Yeah, it's not going to, first of all, it's not going to garner any sympathy from people, that's for sure, for their cause. And yeah, it motivates people. It motivates like-minded people. And like you said earlier, our side is the side with the real judicial power, taking it through the people instead of this, you know, protesting and burning down a city. We do tend to get things done. When we get aggravated, as we saw with the election, enough people felt disillusioned and disenfranchised in this country. People that normally just shut their yaps.
That's another question. I don't get why. Family. I wasn't even going to come to this until I got a bunch of threats. And I said, that's it. Get the security team. We're going. And, I mean, I don't know why they threaten us, because don't they know it doesn't work?
No, threats don't work. They empower you. They make you feel like now you have a mission. You have to do this. It's to prove a point and be part of a bigger thing. You're in Washington, D.C. right now. How does it look? Does it look just insane as far as security goes?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, but, you know, it's only Trump supporters here. The police are being nice and everything. You can go everywhere. Cars can't really go anywhere.
I mean,
I'm right by the Capitol, so that's why. And they're not here. They can't even get leftists to take money to do this. All the Bernie supporters have come and said, I agree with you. You know, they stole it from Bernie, and Trump's good. And, I mean, I have Bernie supporters. I shouldn't be so mean to Bernie, I guess, because his supporters are like, you know, we agree with the prescription drugs, you know, competition. We agree with draining the swamp. We agree with cutting taxes to bring money back. They actually get it. I've got to say, Bernie supporters are better than Hillary supporters. The Hillary supporters I've met are just, I mean, I haven't met them here, but, I mean, like, to take Austin. I've seen hundreds, thousands of Bernie stickers. I've maybe seen 10 Hillary stickers the last year. I mean, I have trouble finding them, bro.
That was another thing where we knew that they were lying to us during that campaign. I saw no signs and stickers. I mean, if you think back to Obama's 2008 and even 2012,
everywhere.
They were everywhere. There was Obama stickers with his little seal on there and everything. It was everywhere. There was no passion for this woman and every bit of passion for Trump. And they lied and lied to us to try to keep us from going out and voting. And,
so really,
you know,
the elite have collapsed.
Voters. Hillary's people had to get buses and drag people out of their houses to vote. And Trump voters were chomping to get out and get to those voting booths.
Absolutely. Okay, I've been a pig. People have been holding for over an hour. In fact, I'm going to go to only five callers. Jim, Cisco, Charles, and Mark. Every one of them gets a free Hillary for Prison 2017 limited edition shirt. George Soros, deport George Soros on the back. So, Harmon, I hate to give you extra work. I know it's a hassle. Get all their names and addresses and their sizes, please, sir. And we're going to mail those shirts. Make sure we do that. And I should just plug this hour. I skip all these breaks. We're skipping this when I'm doing it. And the argument is if I add like 10 hours a day, who cares the network? Because then it's, you know, still got more ads airing than before. But anyways, the point is that InfoWarsLife.com, 30% off on a bunch of the products. It ends this Sunday. We won't have big sales like this for probably a quarter or more. We've got the new storable food, super high quality, 34% off. Nobody can beat that. Then, like, we raised the price and cut it, called a sale. This is the lowest in the industry. We got a bunch of other specials. We've now got Combat One, developed by the Pentagon. It's been used for 12 years by Special Forces, now available exclusively to us. It's going to hit Dick's and everybody in, like, the next 4 months, Walmart, you name it. But they just said, we want you to have this first. It's been proven to do things that no other, you know, antibiotics or even colloidal silver does. It's a new disinfectant, totally safe. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. CompoundMedia.com is another independent radio/TV network doing a great job. Before we go to these calls, briefly, Anthony Cumia, how do folks check you guys out?
Just go to CompoundMedia.com. It's as easy as that. And, we're doing some pretty interesting stuff over here. Absolutely.
And it's important because, look, I mean, I like your shows, but some people aren't going to like them. Some people aren't going to like me. I get that. That's why I bring other people on. I mean, I can't stand to listen to myself half the time. Other people love it. I don't know what's wrong with them. But I mean, it's just great to be together. And don't you feel good knowing I'm there? I feel good knowing you're there. It's not like we're not in competition with Drudge or we're not in competition with Daily Caller or Breitbart. We're family here.
There's not enough of us to start getting angry with each other. We are in this together, and it is a war. And boy, if we lose it, we're going to lose a hell of a lot.
Isn't it about our kids?
Well, you have kids, and congrats. I've been running solo for quite a while. Opie has kids.
There's some good sides to that, but the point is, it's about family.
Yeah, family. That's, you know, my family is everything to me, and it is. It is about family, and you know, it was so refreshing today to see Trump and his whole family getting off of Air Force Two when he arrived in D.C. I mean, that is a traditional family that, I mean, we've seen them through the campaign. They're not dysfunctional.
And notice he shows them off because that's his wealth. His real wealth is that.
Yes, and he shows that and appreciates it. You know, we should, and these disgusting pigs on the left trying to make out some horrible, disgusting thing with his daughter. He loves his daughter. Wow, what a bad guy.
Well, he was making a joke. Anybody would say she's such a perfect 10 that even I would date her because he only goes out with 10s. He meant like she's the creme de la creme.
Of course, but they can't take, they see a traditional family like that, an extended family that love each other and are there to support each other, and they don't even know what it is anymore. That's the oddity to
them. They hate it because they never had it.
Right.
I mean, I've got family that I mean, I know I can say, you know, do anything for me, they'd do it. They wouldn't even ask because they know I would. And that is such a strong feeling when you know there are people that will do anything for you. Because they're family, not because they owe you something or you owe them. It's because you're family. It transcends all this crap.
That is exactly it. And that's what's going to be important when money doesn't mean anything to anybody. If you're on your deathbed or what have you, it's the family that really matters. Did you see this lesbian and gay activists were in front of the house that Pence is renting in D.C.?
No, I didn't.
They were having a queer love and trans power protest that they decided to do in front of the house that Pence is renting in the interim until he takes up residence at the vice presidential mansion. Yeah, so they have this big thing, and it's like, look, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home, out even in public, as far as, you know, a public display of affection, whatever that is. But why do they feel they have to go right in to Pence's, like, on his property and have a gay dance party?
Well, I mean, what it is drama queening. I don't care if you're gay or trans.
Yes,
the point is, it's like, don't teach my five-year-old about it because you shouldn't teach him anything. You're not, you know, I tell my kids about sex, not you. It's this getting in our lives, getting in what we're doing, and just grandstanding to go, oh, look, we're women that like women. Okay, tell me something I didn't know. I mean, the big secret is almost all women like women. You know, it just goes on. I mean, you know, I don't blame them. The point is,
the second you say something like, oh, my God, why would they do this and have this party? All of a sudden, you're the bad guy. You're homophobic.
They're allowed to go harass the vice president, which is their free speech. We have a right to say you're a bunch of dumbasses.
Right. But at least up until now, it's been you're the bad guy. You're not open minded. You're homophobic. But I think in the next few years, you're going to see an attitude take over this country like when Reagan was put in.
After I think it's going to be on beyond Reagan. I agree with you. I think it's going to be Reagan to the next level. All right. We're going to have some calls here. I apologize. You're all getting free T-shirts. It doesn't matter. I love you. Jim in Ohio, you've been holding for an hour. Go ahead. You're on the air with the founder of Compound Media, Anthony Cumia.
Yeah, just real quickly. Have you listened to NPR lately? It is the worst I've ever
No, I mean, it sounds
heard.
Like wartime propaganda, but it's against America.
No, it's horrible. Every third segment is a hit piece on Trump. They're openly talking about how a new world order is what this world needs. And thirdly, they had a guy actually come on for 30 minutes and talk about all the different ways Donald Trump should be impeached and why he should be impeached.
Oh, I mean, they're secondly, calling for him to die. They're saying if he dies, it'll all hopefully someone blows him up. I mean,
it's crazy.
It is.
Well, that's another thing. They're admitting world government, Anthony. That's a good thing that Jim mentioned.
Yes.
I mean, they've gone from no world government exists to Trump's ruining it.
Yeah. You know, it's fantastic. All that work that went in 8 years of Obama and just bringing down America and its leadership in the world and its respect in the world, all of that is going to be undone. And they had such a great head start that the fact that that's going to be pulled way back and we're going to feel proud of our country again is terrible to them.
Sure. Let me do this live on air. Let me do this live on air. Network,
sure.
Can you pull all the ads out? I know it'll be internet only. It'll still be on satellite. Stations will pick it up. Can you guys extend this another hour? Because now Stone's ready to come on. I got a bunch of breaking news. Plus, I'm going out of the Capitol after this. I might go live on Skype down there. So it's also on the mainstreams at InfoWars. If that messes you up, it doesn't matter. It's not my fault this train wreck happened. It's a good train wreck. but, I mean, is the network okay to pull ads out or run the next hour with ads? I don't care either way. Can you guys do that? No, I see on the network will leave, but we have our own satellite, though. We'll be on that, too, right? Oh, it's already programmed? Okay, I got it. We're only paying for that time on our own satellite. Okay. Well, that's fine. People want it. Infowars.com/show. Thank you, Jim. That was a great question. Let's just double down. Let's go to another Jim. Jim in Texas. You're on the air with Anthony Cumia. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm on my brain force, so I hope this will help. If you and Roger can share four words with Donald Trump, president of the Senate, because Mike Pence is not just the vice president. He holds a dual office.
No, they know that. He's a tiebreaker in the Senate.
Not just a tiebreaker. He can sit. If Donald Trump assigns him to sit there every day, he controls the agenda. He controls the gavel. He doesn't have to have a vote, but he controls the agenda.
No, I know. That's why suddenly they're going to be able to repeal Obamacare, gun control, everything. That's why they're crapping their drawers. Thank you. That's a great point. Let me ask Kumi that because we have Stone here with us. That's incredible that suddenly it was invincible. Obamacare was invincible. Everything was invincible. Now it's all falling in front of us. Is that not incredible?
I love this. I love the fact that they were completely expecting Hillary to get in and continue this whole thing of deconstructing America's world power. And it just threw a cinder block in front of them, and they don't know what to make of it. That, to me, gives me joy just on the revenge part.
That's right.
Then it's so nice to know that it will make America great again by building us back up and having pride in our nation.
That's right, and belief. That's right. Let's go to Roger Stone. Kumi, if you need to, you can stay with us the next hour you need to go. That's fine as well.
I actually have to do my show in like 3 minutes.
I understand.
Alex,
well, then listen, we're going to let you go. Great job. Host the show twice a month. Hope you'll come back more soon. Thank you.
Love it, Alex. Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks, man.
There he goes, CompoundMedia.com. What a patriot. It's good to have him there with us, walking point. Roger Stone, wow, a lot happening. You've been mobbed here. Couldn't get over because of traffic. In the next 3 minutes till we go to break, tell us what's happened.
Alex, it's interesting to be in Washington. Obviously, there's a lot of celebration and a lot of revelry for tonight. But in the background, a struggle is going on over the confirmation of Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump's intended Secretary of State. The pivotal vote is Marco Rubio of Florida. If he abandons the Republicans, this gives John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the opening that they need. Trump would be short of the 50 votes necessary and will be forced to deal with Democrats for Tillerson's confirmation. So right now, Marco Rubio is the key man. I'm urging my friends in Florida to reach out to their U.S. senator immediately and tell him to vote for the Tillerson confirmation. This may be the single and most important pivotal vote coming up and will set the entire tone for the Trump administration.
That's right, because if this happens the way we want, the rest of the dominoes will fall.
I think that's exactly right. So don't give John McCain and his mini-me, Lindsey Graham, what they're looking for. It's essential that Marco Rubio, who is a friend of mine, despite the fact that we have some political disagreements, it's essential that he stick with his party and his president and give Donald Trump and Rex Tillerson the benefit of the doubt.
Well, there's a mandate. I mean, people want Trump. They want this agenda. They want to make America great again.
I think that's exactly right. But I think everybody saw the hearings where Senator Rubio roughed the nominee up. And he has not announced how he's going to vote. I really hope that he will come down on the side of common sense, come down on the side of the popular mandate. And
Roger, I'm going to break for 70 seconds. I'm going to break for 70 seconds. We're going to come back, talk to you about 10 more minutes. I know you're busy, and I'm going to be meeting with you soon anyways. I need to talk to you, obviously. A lot's happening, so we're going to come right back and get into this. And also CNN salivating, hoping Trump's assassinated tomorrow so that Obama can appoint a new president. They're actually pushing this now. We'll be back with Roger Stone on Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show. Your station isn't carrying this. Let's start going to Facebook mentions, Buckley.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.